When the Philadelphia School District adopted its doomsday budget last summer, protesting teachers shut down North Broad Street. Students banded together to demand better. This year, advocates directed their energy at passing a Philadelphia cigarette tax, which is expected to generate tens of millions for schools annually. Pennsylvania lawmakers say they'll pass it by mid-September. The district says if cigarette tax money doesn't start flowing by October, more layoffs are on the horizon. This year's budget already trims money for school police, building maintenance, and special education, on top of last year's cuts. School nurse Ann Keenan already feels completely overextended, splitting time among 1,600 students at five different schools.
I almost feel like I'm enabling bad behavior by coming to work, knowing that these kids are really missing out on any quality, consistent health care and support.
Last year, two students died after leaving schools where there wasn't a nurse on duty. A first grader from Andrew Jackson Elementary, one of Keenan schools, died suddenly of a rare congenital heart defect. That day, she was at another school.
Now there's a question, and that's an awful feeling, I would think, for parents or, and absolutely the staff who have kind of stepped up, but certainly don't feel that they were maybe, you know, fully equipped, and that's an awful feeling for the rest of their lives.
To cope, Keenan tries to avoid dwelling on the district's overall problems.
If you look at the big picture, you really probably wouldn't get out of bed. So you just know you just stay focused, priority, do the best you can, and that's what I do.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.